Yahuwah's word also came to me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the middle of the rebellious house, who have eyes to see and don't see, who have ears to hear and don't hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, you son of man, prepare your baggage for moving, and move by day in their sight. You shall move from your place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage by day in their sight, as baggage for moving. You shall go out yourself at evening in their sight, as when men go out into exile. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry your baggage out that way. Instead of their sight, you shall bear it on your shoulder, and carry it out in the dark. You shall cover your face, so that you don't see the land, for I have set you for a sign to the house of Israel. I did so as I was commanded. I brought out my baggage by day, as baggage for moving, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought it out in the dark, and bore it on my shoulder in their sight. In the morning, Yahuwah's word came to me, saying, Son of man, hasn't the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? Say to them, Master Yahuwah says, This burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel among whom they are. Say, I am your sign. As I have done, so will it be done to them. They will go into exile, into captivity. The prince who is among them will bear his baggage on his shoulder in the dark, and will go out. They will dig through the wall to carry things out that way. He will cover his face, because he will not see the land with his eyes. I will also spread my net on him, and he will be taken in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he will not see it, though he will die there. I will scatter toward every wind all who are around him to help him, and all his bands. I will draw out the sword after them. They will know that I am Yahuwah when I disperse them among the nations and scatter them through the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the nations where they come. Then they will know that I am Yahuwah. Moreover, Yahuwah's word came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with fearfulness. Tell the people of the land, Master Yahuwah says concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the land of Israel, they will eat their bread with fearfulness and drink their water in dismay, that her land may be desolate and all that is in it because of the violence of all those who dwell in it. The cities that are inhabited will be laid waste, and the land will be a desolation. Then you will know that I am Yahuwah. Yahuwah's word came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying the days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them therefore, Master Yahuwah says, I will make this proverb to cease, and they will no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But tell them, the days are at hand and the fulfillment of every vision, for there will be no more any false vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am Master Yahuwah, I will speak, and the word that I speak will be performed. It will be no more deferred. For in your days, rebellious house, I will speak the word and will perform it, says Yahuwah. Again Yahuwah's word came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesies of times that are far off. Therefore tell them, Master Yahuwah says, None of my words will be deferred any more, but the word which I speak will be performed, says Master Yahuwah.